Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. We need to make it 1 million minds that are unenslaved, and we can only do that with your help. So please share far and wide. We really have a nation to wake up. And we have so much to cover. We're probably going to have to carry this over into tomorrow, but I'm going to go through the items that we're going to cover today. And I will tell you this, after you hear what I'm going to present about the puppeteer and the puppet, Kamala Harris, you're going to recognize instantly the need to be self-sufficient. You need to train, prep, and pray. Let me explain very quickly what I mean by train, prep, and pray. Train means you get in shape. You also know how to use firearms in self-defense, okay? And you're using legally registered guns. I don't tell anyone to break the law. Now, if you don't like the laws, then change them. The second thing is prep. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. And that's just your first brush. I mean, you've got a whole laundry list of things you got to do, but those are your essentials. And it starts with food. I'll get to that in a second. Pray. This nation is so far gone. It's so hedonistic. It's so sinful. I think from the surface looking in with my natural eyes, we're beyond redemption. Well, it doesn't mean the majority of you coming here aren't good people. You are. And your people probably of faith, and God smiles upon your loyalty, your faithfulness. But if you look at the country as a whole, what we're doing is just downright evil. And we've been through the evil. We've aborted 70 million babies, most of them as a matter of birth control, not a matter of saving the woman's life. Isn't it funny how the left uses one small item? Women's pregnancy is in trouble, the woman's life is in danger, and people say, yeah, we got to save the woman. Absolutely. But to say, hey, go out and have unrequited sex, random sex, whoever, whenever, and you get pregnant, you can terminate the baby's life right up until it's popping out. That's pretty disgusting. We are a hedonistic nation. Cutting kids' genitals off, it's a Holocaust. It's a Holocaust in the making. And this is what Democrats bring to the table. They bring you Holocausts because their origins are communist in nature with Nazi overtones. And we've covered this nine times Sunday. Now, we can help you with one of your specific needs. Your most important need physically is food. And My Patriot Supply has a great special right now, 3 months, $300 off. They've never done this before. The percentage of saving is out of sight. You get different varieties, over three dozen different varieties of food combinations, breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert, snacks for the kids, 2,500 calories per day for the three meals. And you go, that's a lot. Yeah, it is, but you're eating to survive at that point. We're not talking Weight Watchers here. We're talking, keeping starvation and famine out of your home. Let me recommend to you right now that you get this delicious food, and it is. And you store it and you hide a lot of it. Because under Executive Order 13603, FEMA can come in and steal all your resources, particularly the food. So make sure you're hiding it. You need to be stocked now with it. Every member of your family needs to be protected. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. Today, we're going to be talking about preparation for what's coming. Can the Lord overcome the natural and do a supernatural? Yeah, he created the universe. Every law of physics, every law of science, every law of math, every law of everything, the principles, the governing principles of the universe come from God. He can do anything. I like how people like to take God out of science. Who do you think created scientific principles? So, can this be turned around? The answer is yes. But I don't know that there's a natural solution, but God commands us, well, he basically says if your faith is without action, What good is it? And what we need, isn't that interesting? Google's now talking to me. They don't like me talking about religion. This phone just clicked on. I didn't understand what you were saying. Well, I was talking about God. That's why Google didn't understand it. Okay, Google and God are biometric opposites. So let me shut this thing down here. And hopefully we won't have any repeats of that interruption. Unbelievable, wasn't it? On its own, the phone got prompted and started talking to me. Speaking of that, let me digress for a minute before I go through the day's messages. Your freedom has never been in more jeopardy, and your life will soon follow. And you have to understand where we're at. And I want to give you the sociological, historical precedent model for where we're at. Where we're at is a coup. You and I form the counter coup. That's why they call us insurrectionists. We're rebelling against the satanic Bolshevik communism they want to install in the country. Now, you look at what comes next. A coup is followed by centralization of power, and any opposition is met with a purge. And you're seeing the stories all over the internet. FEMA camp facilities being prepared for dissidents. It ain't illegal aliens, it's dissidents. Do I think it's true? Yeah, I think it's true. You know, this isn't the time I'm going to delve into that part, but I'm telling you, this is what's coming. And do you think it's an accident with Hillary Clinton supposed to have followed Barack Obama that Obama, in his presidency, and I've published the work order from the Office of Business and Management. We imported the same gas from Brazil the Nazis used in the showers to kill multitudes of Jews. Why would Obama do that? Oh, not to mention the 30,000 electric guillotines. We'll cover why it's electric in a different broadcast. This is preparation for the centralization of power that Hillary Clinton was supposed to do. And this is going to be the agenda of Kamala Harris. But anyway, what's up with TAP for today? We're going to develop those ideas. We're also going to tell you that Kamala's word salads, some of them actually make a lot of sense if you understand the Communist Manifesto. Secondly, Elon Musk. What Kamala is telling Elon is what she'll say to the rest of us if she's able to move into the Oval Office. See, I don't know what that is. Stay tuned. We're going to play the clip and we'll talk about what it means. Further, we're going to talk about how the Communist Manifesto and a concept from the Communist Manifesto that we're going to talk about here is being enacted right now on America's farmers. And as it grows, it's going to threaten the food supply. We'll also take a trip into Minnesota to show how communism coming a la Tim Walz, Kamala's running mate, has invaded education and also too religion. Oh, baby, when I tell you religious persecution is coming, we have to look no further than Minnesota. Then finally, we'll look at what's really behind the purpose of national health care. You're saying, Dave, that's a good point. What is behind this? Why would they do that? Well, there's a few reasons why, but one of them comes directly back to Kamala Harris's Marxist background, with her father being a Marxist professor at Stanford University, and the fruit did not fall very far from the tree. Or she likes to say, coconuts coming from the tree. She is a cocoa nut. We will also look at why Trump won't be allowed to become president and the continuing methods to take him out. Probably have to do this one tomorrow, but if we have time and we get to it, When I run the story on the TDA Venezuelan gang taking over Aurora apartment buildings, plural, I got all kinds of communications. Dave, it's not just Aurora. Okay, where is it? Tucson, Chicago, El Paso. Get the idea? This is the new Sinaloas. This is the new Sinaloas. They're here to facilitate fentanyl poisoning, thin out the herd. The Sinaloas are here to facilitate election fraud through real estate money laundering to key officials that will let it go on. That's absolutely rampant in Arizona, covered in John Thaler's well-documented book, 5,000 references, report to the governor book, and 20,000 affidavits. I've interviewed John 3 times. He's a frequent guest too on Sarah Westall's show. He's a former RICO investigator, nails this to the T. We'll get into that in real detail. And then finally, we're going to look at the fact that the fall of Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, New York is all by design. But you're saying fall. Well, yeah, the cities aren't going to go away. They're just becoming proverbial poop holes. But this is all by design. We're going to tell you why that's true. And then finally, you're going to find out what Governor Hochul of Michigan has in common with the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Oh, and Kamala Harris. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi. They all share things in common. And it's corruption. But it's corruption that'll make you shake your head, except Hochul's corruption has now reached amazingly the mainstream media. We're going to tell you all about this today, as much as we can. And what we don't get to today, we'll carry it over. It's like the division problem with a remainder. Remember that from third grade? Okay, I hope we don't have a remainder, but if we do, the remainder will be covered tomorrow. It's great to have you here. Class will soon be in session. And it's kind of funny. A lot of people have noticed that I traded my classroom for this, and I'm still teaching. I'm also still learning. I'm probably more of a student here in the world today than I am a teacher because I was raised to think better dead than read. And I knew superficially what communism is about. I studied it in sociology and history. But I didn't really understand just how deep it could go beyond the philosophical into the real until I watched Obama, Biden, and now Harris. And it's scary where we're going. A lot of you, if they get their way, are going to have shortened lifespans. We'll see you back here next time. Make sure you get your food, preparewithdave.now. Excuse me, preparewithdave.com. But do it now.